The words Jesus spoke to the disciples the night he was betrayed are also given to the church. Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. Jesus ascended into heaven 40 days after Easter. The church no longer physically sees him and longs for his return. While we wait, the church is at odds with the world. When the world and the church agree, the church has taken its eyes off of Jesus, turning to the secular gods of popularity and acceptance. Only as the church confronts the world, accuses the world of the selfishness of sin, does the church truly prepare the world for hearing the gospel. Only as we know that we are sinful, only as we weep and lament that our own wisdom and strength cannot reconcile us to God, are we prepared to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. The good news is this. Jesus died on the cross to pay the price of your sin and mine. Jesus rose again on the third day, proving that his sacrifice is acceptable in the Father's sight. The forgiveness of sins earned by Jesus as he died and rose is given to you as a gift, unearned and undeserved. As you believe this, you have the assurance of eternal life. The faith, the trust which allows you to believe that Jesus died and rose again for you, is also a gift from God, not of your own work. May our Lord turn our lament over sin into the joy of his salvation. Amen.